West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The mayor of the city of Villarica may soon have the power to appoint and remove the city manager if state legislators approve a new amendment to the city's charter. The current charter states that only city council may appoint an officer whose title shall be city manager, and that city manager may be summarily removed from office at any time by city council, subject to terms of an employment agreement. District 71 State House Rep. Jay Collins says he presented the amendment to legislators, House Bill 1487, following a series of actions associated with Villarica government and administration that have frustrated and confused his constituents.
I've never been one who wants to have a knee-jerk reaction and propose any type of legislation because of current affairs, but look back at the affairs of the city of Villarica. This legislation will make Villarica a much better place and help with the functions of local government.
HB 1487 would give the mayor power to appoint and remove the city manager, but also would provide city council the power to override those actions if four out of the five council members voted against.
While this is somewhat of a public policy shift for local government, it does not go unchecked. I believe in the balance of power between branches of government, and this will allow a check on the mayor's office. The council could override the mayor's choice with a supermajority, very similar to how the council would choose to override a mayoral veto. We have five council members that represent five different parts of the city of Villarica. They still have all of the powers that the charter grants them. This would just be a shift to the office of the mayor. The mayor is the chief elected official in the city, the only official that is elected citywide. The mayor is also the chief advocate of policy, and this just provides a little more clarity to the role of mayor.
I asked Rep. Collins how confident he is that this bill will be approved by the House and the Senate and signed by the governor into law within the next few weeks.
There's a lot of things that happen over here under the gold dome and in politics. Nothing's a slam dunk. I have no reason to think that the governor has an opinion on what the local charter to the city of Villarica should look like. I've been in contact with the members over in the Senate, especially Senator Bearden. He and I have had some discussions about that, and he has indicated to me he feels comfortable with my decision to do this based on the experience that I have in local government. But I can't speak for anyone else.
HB 1487 received its first reading in the House on Monday. The bill is considered as local legislation, so it's not required to pass out of its originating chamber by crossover day to be considered by the other chamber before the end of Georgia's legislative session. Well, WLBB Radio has obtained the detailed report concerning the recent finances of the Carroll County Mental Health Advocates Group, which Carroll County officials say was presented to the Board of Directors before the Board's decision to relieve former MHA Executive Director Jody Goodman from her position earlier this year. And among the findings in that report is that the nonprofit's treasurer may have had suspicions and questions over funds being mishandled as far back as the summer of 2023, when she had asked Goodman over a six-month period for details of accounting records, and was told by Goodman throughout that period that she was working on getting that info to the treasurer. When the treasurer did get access to receipts in January of 2024, she determined there was evidence of money being used for personal use and overspending. In mid-January, the chairman of the Carroll County Board of Commissioners, who is on the MHA board, questioned Goodman about misusing funds, and Goodman denied. A short time later, the treasurer of MHA reported to the executive board her findings and asserted that Goodman had been misusing funds. The open record shared with WLBB also showed that the Mental Health Advocates had lost its 501c3 status. In July of 2022, the report indicates MHA was notified by the IRS in November of 2022. The board was not notified until January of 2024. The status has since been reinstated. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office is conducting a criminal investigation into the allegations of misappropriation of funds from the fundraising account, not the grant account, which is managed by Carroll County. District Attorney Herb Cranford on Tuesday said the investigation will be reviewed by his office when it is completed. Goodman has not been charged with any crimes as of Wednesday. For breaking news and updates on local news stories throughout the day, be sure and visit the Newstalk1330.com website and like the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.